Thanks for tuning in to the Medevac Podcast, powered by the Robert Irvine Foundation, whose mission is to support and strengthen the physical and mental well-being of our nation's heroes and their families. I'm one of your hosts, David Reed.
And I'm your other host, Christian Myers. If you're wondering why I'm not on the same side of the couch as Dave today, it's because we don't have a guest for you. Keep in mind, if you're new here, there's a price for the show. You have to share it with a friend or family member if you get something out of today's episode. It's kind of a different episode today. Normally, we have guests on where we speak about whatever they're involved in, typically about their military history or past, some way that they're actively serving the public today, whether that's through mental health, psychedelic therapy, nonprofits. That's our typical episode, but today we are going to just chat amongst ourselves. Going to give you guys a recap about what we've done over the last year and kind of the direction that we're heading over 2024 as we get closer to that. This episode should be releasing just a couple weeks away from the end of the year, so you guys enjoy your Happy New Year.
Nice way to close out the year, a little recap, tell you guys what we have planned for next year, and let's dive into some of the amazing things and amazing guests that we got to talk to this year. Yeah. I think a prime focus was definitely mental health.
Yeah, big recurring topic this year for sure.
Yeah, definitely started out with J.R. Martinez into his story of survival, essentially, when he was burned quite bad.
Yeah, 95%+ of his body.
Yeah, that is insane. And we had just an escalation of stories from that as well.
Yeah, there's a question in J.R.'s episode that I really like, and we asked him. JR is burned completely, basically 100% of his body. It's about 95% total. But we asked him a question of, what was it like the moment that you first looked in the mirror after being burned? And the way that he answered that was, I mean, beautifully put. If you get a chance, please go check out his episodes, part one and two. They're phenomenal. But some really heavy topics in there.
Yeah, definitely. Really, and I think that's the great part of the show is, you know, obviously we have this very comfortable studio where we have these guests just come in and we warm up with them usually for about 30 to 45 minutes, whatever it is. Just get everybody comfortable. And then at the end, you know, before you even start, you feel like this kind of friendship forming.
Yeah.
And then you sit down for an hour and you just go
over. It goes by super quick,
too. It does.
It goes by so quick. Like sitting in here, hearing these stories with some of these guys and girls, I'm like, man, we've talked for an hour and a half already, and there's still 4 more hours of questions I need to ask you.
I think one of the great things about this show, too, is what we've learned this year is that this has been essentially therapy.
Yeah.
For most who come in and enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, for us too.
How many times have you heard this year alone, this is the first time I'm mentioning this?
Yeah.
And they happen to be doing it on a live podcast.
Like, for the world to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. We had, quite a bit of people opening up about some things. And I'm like, you know, people are still watching this, right? They're like, I've never told my wife, but.
I haven't told my wife this yet. Like, you might want to run a buyer.
Find out from the show. Yeah. So absolutely phenomenal guests that we've had. And what's great, too, is we saw this just total alignment of that continued service as well.
Yeah.
So most of them, you know, come in, talk about their military history, their past experiences, and then delve into what they're doing now to help their communities, whatever it may be. Mm. A lot of it's veterans focused, though.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one. Why does that happen, right? Why does everybody want to just join that community right at the end and like get more involved?
For me, it was like, as I was kind of transitioning out of the military, or I guess it was about 2 years before I started my transition out, I started to get involved with nonprofits because I saw that there were broken people who were not being helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity to help them. So that's kind of what fed into it for me. And I mean, your story is a little bit different. Obviously, you didn't leave the military under your, you know, own decision for the most part.
Oh, no, I chose. They asked me to stay.
They did. That's true. That's true.
But why would I?
Yeah, at that
Why
point.
Would I?
Yeah.
You know, those kind of conversations, too, is you know, how effective are you going to be whilst you perform? Back when I was, you know, after I was injured, I had to really look at that as like, am I going to be the most effective ranger that I could be, and am I going to be holding my team back?
And do you want to, you know, you're already enduring enough shit, like fully able-bodied.
Yeah.
Now, like, do it with a prosthetic at the same time. Like, I can't imagine doing that shit, dude.
And then we all, of course, had a really bad taste in our mouth after the military with the exit that happened. I mean, this has been a crazy year.
It is a really hard time for people to want to give to the military and want to serve to the military, but I'm glad that there are people out there, like the people that we have on the show, who continue to give. I mean, they don't let, you know, the political spectrum or the international politics get in the way of what they deem to be necessary and right. It's giving back to the people who served, right?
Yeah, and two, the common theme that we've talked to a lot of about these individuals is they found their purpose, right, in the military. And whether they exited outside of their, you know, control, it's still have that innate sense to help others, like whatever it is. So even though there's this crazy political climate right now, you still have these amazing skill sets that you develop in the military, and you bring that to the civilian sector, and it's almost unstoppable. So we're seeing that a lot in, and we'll dive into this a little bit, but this veteran entrepreneur rush that we're seeing now.
Massive. All these guys, girls getting out, they're like, I don't want to go work for someone else ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder what gave them that taste, you know?
So, you know, everybody's an entrepreneur now.
Yeah. Shit, you got to be in today's day and age.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you develop that new product and you could push that out, that's great. We do. We have seen a lot of repeats, though. A lot of people recycling ideas. But
I mean, you got to come up with something kind of fresh and new. But
yeah, I think everyone we had at the show just had a really unique story.
Yeah.
That they shared about what they're working on as well.
Yeah, I think the veterans in business is great, though. I mean, the amount of discipline and resiliency that you get out of being in the military, no matter what your job was, you're going to have discipline and resiliency, because it will force it upon you, right?
Like, and service, right? Yeah. That selfless service, exactly. I think, is really incorporated in the military and really shining a light nowadays in this civilian sector. So
yeah, it translates well. That's for
sure. And to, you know, that sense of purpose is really important. We find through talking to our guests that most of the time, if they have something going for them, that process of getting over PTS or mental health or whatever it is starts exponentially getting better quickly.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, also, like, expressing these things and, you know, letting other people know what you're going through and what you've done to work on it or to cope through those things, it's incredibly beneficial for the other people who are feeling isolated and like they're alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard that a million times as well. Like, I didn't realize other people were going through what I was going through until I started opening up about it. Like, it's funny how that works.
It is
funny.
Yeah,
and everyone has something that can relate to it. Yeah, I've been in your position too, with, you know, ex relationship or ex illness or ex injury, whatever it is. Someone's going to be able to relate to you, and, you know, at least give you a piece of the formula on how to make it through that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really good segue into this part of what goes behind the scenes of Medevac as well, right? Yeah. Forward facing, you know, we release an episode a week, but, you know, on the back end, we are connecting these veterans through to valuable resources out there as well, whether it's mental health, PTS, TBI, different modalities in therapy, you know, connections, and even the veteran entrepreneur community, venture capitalists, whatever it is. There's a lot of back end work where we try to connect that dot, bridge the gap between whatever they need into what they're looking for.
Yeah. And if you guys have been listening to the show for a while, or if you're new here, there is a plethora of resources available. If you go back through the shows, you'll see all the nonprofits that we talk to, all the different therapies we talk to. Incredibly, incredibly useful, beneficial. Most of them are free or incredibly cheap to use, which is, I mean, phenomenal. But we've had quite a few people actually reach out and take advantage of these services, which is pretty cool to see. Sergio Sainz, specifically, I wanted to talk about that one today. Or Sainz, excuse me. His name is spelled Sainz, pronounced Sainz. Sergio Sainz, he runs a psychedelic therapy clinic. They're actually a church out of Houston, but we've had quite a few people go through their program just since we had him on, I think, in October. We've had a few firefighters and a few veterans go through, and their lives have changed. We had a couple guys who were basically at the bottom of the barrel, ready to end it, and they decided to reach out and try to make something happen. We got them connected with the therapies out there in Houston. They went through just a couple days later. We got some emergency sessions scheduled for them to go through, and lo and behold, the next week they were completely changed.
Yeah, so yeah. So talk about a little bit of what they've been saying about the program as well.
Yeah, so Sergio's program out there, they at Agape Heroes is what they're called, or Agape for Soul, Mind, and Body is the website if you want to check that out. They offer a few different modalities there. They do ayahuasca retreats. They do DMT retreats as well as mushrooms, and it's all kind of under the – it's called kind of all under the guise of a church, I guess. I mean, it is technically classified as a church, which allows them to operate within the U.S., right? So that's the stipulation there is you can't offer these modalities typically within the U.S. unless you're classified as a church or if you're one of the, like, two service providers in the U.S. who's allowed to utilize these substances. So going with a provider like that is vetted and has had multiple people go through with positive experiences, not just the anecdotal stuff, but the science that's going into it. There's conjoined studies that they're doing with big name universities, which is really helping to, I think, drive that forward and lend some credibility to it, you know, in the long run. Mm-hmm. But the guys that we've sent through, nothing but positive experiences. You can hop on their website and look at the reviews. There's reviews from people that we've sent through. You'll see Medivac Podcast listed in there under the reviews. So give it a look if you guys are interested in trying it out. If it's something that's been on your mind, whether it's just you have questions about it, you're interested in it, you can reach out to Sergio Sainz or his wife Raquel. Just check out that episode. Their contact information's right in there. Totally worthwhile.
And if you can't find it, definitely reach out to us. Yeah. We'd be happy to make the connection for y'all as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing fantastic work there too. And a lot of people, you know, the organizations that we get connected to are, let's go out of country for a week.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's really hard to be able to take some of that time off.
Yes. And so the time investment and the financial investment, right? So we have a lot of people ask us about Ibogaine and 5-MeO-DMT, doing that, the program down there in Mexico. It's typically run through VETS, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. They're another nonprofit out of San Diego that pays for this stuff. But if you want to pay out of pocket for it, it's incredibly expensive. It's like $7,500+ mm-hmm. for a 5-day experience. You have to get to Mexico. You're staying there for a whole week, so you have to get a week off of work, somehow find, you know, $7,500+ to invest into this. It's totally worthwhile, but if you're not completely beyond repair, I would say, if you think that you're not 100% at the bottom of that barrel, I would fully recommend starting with something a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
And something, you know, that's less of a time investment and a financial investment, because Agape, if you go to Agape Church, I think the most expensive that they run for their full 3-day program is like $750. And if you're a veteran, they do full veteran and first responder discounts and specific first responder and veteran retreats that are down to like $100 for the whole weekend. So it's incredibly affordable.
Yeah. And two, I think it's a great way to get your feet wet into that world as well. Mm-hmm. Is we talk about this a lot, and I want to reiterate the fact that it is all about set and setting, and your mm-hmm. Whatever position you're in, you have to make sure that you give yourself the time to go through these programs,
yeah.
Right? Is a 5-day retreat to Mexico the right answer? Probably not, you know, when you need a back end, you know, to deal with as well. So
well,
really...
How long did it take us to recover from that 5 days?
I mean, 6 months.
6 months.
It takes 6 months.
No shit. It took 6 months. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't start feeling better till like February.
I know. And it's a lot of the way I explain it in the past as well, you know, when you go do these like very, very extensive trips, is it's like knocking over your whole life bookshelf.
Yeah.
And then picking the books or the pieces of yourself back that you want and yeah. putting that back on the shelf, the positives and the negatives.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't have the capacity or it's a busy time of the year, yeah. it's not the right time to do that.
Yeah.
Because we often look at the integration, the 3 to 6 months that happen after that treatment. Mm. You know, 72 hours, yes, you could go knock it out. But what are you doing on the back end to make sure that you're getting the most out of that therapy?
Yeah, and with the Ibogaine, I mean, that's the big one that knocks people down for such a long time.
Yes.
Right, which is exactly why I am recommending people to try the ayahuasca or yep. the DMT at one of these retreats, because by the time it's metabolized, you're pretty much sober, and the integration is much less severe or intertwined with the rest of your life afterwards, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't take you 6 months to recover and pick that bookshelf back up.
Yeah, so just that range of topics that we covered in just psychedelic medicine alone.
Yeah.
I mean, ayahuasca, ibogaine, ketamine therapies, which doesn't, it's not considered psychedelic, yeah, but still, it's that modality, hyperbaric chambers.
Yeah. Transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Yes,
yeah,
that's another one. So just these alternative means, as opposed to just shoving medications down your throat.
Yeah.
I think that's really important, and I think that that's what veterans want nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, the ones who want to get their life together, right? There's a lot of people who are okay just being prescribed the pills and and going about their business. And if that's what you want to do, like, you're going to end up with the results that come with that. But if you're looking to escape that and to kind of reclaim some independence, reclaim some of that mental health, some of those struggles you might be going through, it is a fantastic and an incredibly viable method. I'm anecdotal evidence, but I am evidence.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, like, a couple of years ago, I was in a bad spot where I didn't want to live anymore, you know, and it's taken a couple of years, but I've progressed to a point where that's far behind me now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to look forward to the future a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're right there in the same boat. I know you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, it's really easy for life to just get in the way. Mm. You're constantly working and you're constantly just diving into that 9 to 5 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But taking that time that you need for yourself, it's like doing the dishes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't wait till they pile up because you'll be there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But if you wash your dish every time, you know, you have that maintenance and it gets a little easier at the end of the day. So absolutely wonderful talking about the psychedelic medicines this year and what they've been doing for vets. I mean, it is tried, true, and proven at this point. So
yeah.
I cannot see how anyone could argue against the effectiveness of these therapies.
I've not heard of a single person. I mean, shit, I've talked to personally probably a couple hundred people who have gone through one of these programs, and I've not heard a single negative experience, like overall negative experience. Sometimes people have hard experiences while they're on their psychedelics, sure, but in the long run, everyone that I've spoken to fully recommended.
Yeah, and you know, it is new, and we're learning quite a bit as we progress into speaking to a lot of these clinicians. But one of the big things that we also learned from that as well is, and we've known this and everybody knows this, is moderation is key.
Yeah.
So, being able to recognize these as therapies and not to be used for recreational purposes and in a moderate amount, right? Mm-hmm. A balanced lifestyle is much more effective.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen this go the other end too, is where these people get really obsessed with these psychedelic medicines and all of a sudden they're not integrating properly what they learned on the first session.
Yeah.
And it's just session after session.
Goes from use to abuse.
Yeah. So that's just my little disclaimer to put out there is if you're going to be trying these therapies, do the necessary steps first.
Yeah. Talk to experienced clinicians, people who are recommended. You know, don't just hop on Reddit. Please don't hop on the internet and look for your answers there.
Or Instagram is doing, like nowadays, they have these different compounds for different things.
Yeah.
Not the way to go.
I got an ad this morning on Instagram for modafinil. Just buy modafinil online.
Mm. Yeah, and they have these
substance.
Same things with Adderall. These Adderall replacements and all these things. So really do the research before you go and buy it. And usually if you could buy it without a doctor's prescription or recommendation or anything, it's not the right way to go.
Yeah. It's made in a basement or it's made in China somewhere. And you are creating a bigger risk for yourself and you're opening up more bad doors for yourself.
And if we haven't taught anyone out there at this point, there is resources.
And free resources.
Free resources and resources that will pay for this, especially if you're a veteran. And nowadays, they are incorporating this more into the civilian sector as well, which is fantastic. I know it's not covered mostly at this point, but that is something that is going to be happening quite soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, these clinics are growing more and more. There's more of them popping up, and there's, you know, a lot of good information that's being translated to them. Which is really good to see that they're not just like close holding this information, right? They learn something, they don't publish it. Like, well, now you're not helping the greater community, and that seems to be an overwhelmingly large characteristic of these clinics is that they're okay sharing the information with each other because the goal is to just fix people. Mm-hmm. And that's how the medical system should work, in my opinion. But that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. They're taking a legit approach to medicine, which is, you know, what I like to see.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So that's been a great topic and a huge topic for us this year. You know, just mental health in general. So please go back, check out some of our episodes. We have some fantastic ones. Let's talk about our partnership with the Robert Irvine Foundation and how that has helped expand our mission of helping veterans share their stories and some of these other things. One of which, my favorite, we've kind of run through a couple of events, Reunite the Brave.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Was fantastic. So nowadays, Christian and I are on the road throughout the country, bringing the podcast mobile so that we could expand our interviewee base, as well as participate in some of these great events, one of which, Reunite the Brave, we brought out a Marine unit to kind of reunite, reconnect over. They hadn't been with each other for 10 years.
Yeah, and it was like a section of, like, if they were in the unit from 2000 to, like, 2010, right?
Yeah.
So it was a 10-year section of people who were in the unit.
Yes.
Kind of brought back together.
They're the unit's toughest year.
Yeah.
You know, this unit struggled with quite a bit of losses overseas, lots of suicides as well. So bringing them together to get back in that community is therapeutic all in itself as well, is to remind these individuals that they're not alone and they're not facing these situations alone anymore. Sometimes we're isolated, but that ability to reconnect, you see these hugs and people just pick up right where they left off.
And not only that, that was very apparent, people picking up right where they left off. Like, these guys hadn't seen each other in 10, 15 years, you know, some of them in the hardest circumstances of their lives, but they've had that time to decompress and evolve and grow.
It's a great point.
And I think that not only did they pick right up where they left off, but a lot of them were also able to close that chapter because they have progressed beyond it, you know, beyond those points
some
in their life.
Some of which, right, have moved on, moved forward. Others struggling with certain things, but, you know, having them together kind of brings that balance all together as well. This guy might have excelled in this category. This might have been, I need help in that category. You put them together, and then all of a sudden you give them that meal together. They break bread. We went up First Sergeant's Hill.
Oh yeah,
ran up that thing up and down. As a Ranger, I couldn't let any Marine beat me, and I didn't. But you know, having those activities planned together just brings you right back into it, and you just feel like a part of that sense of community so well.
Yeah, that was very apparent there, and to watch these guys come back together and close that chapter, and, you know, share hugs and laughs and tears and all that you know, good stuff, it was moving, to say the least.
Yeah, and what was fantastic too is if you hadn't had a chance, go back and check out the four episodes we released. Yeah. And we kind of got a different aspect from each of the chain of command. We had Major General Padilla on, who talks about the unit from, like, a command level.
Yeah.
We had the Sergeant Major on, you know, where he talks about that NCO leadership and everything. Yeah. And then we had a couple individuals, including our Vice President of Programs, Charlie Williams, out talking about, you know, creating the event, but also having participated in that unit back in the time. So it just really brought a unique perspective, and really just, I think, amplified both of our missions at the Robert Irvine Foundation and what we're trying to do here at Medevac.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was a really interesting perspective, at least from my point of view, interviewing these guys, right, is seeing, you know, I had at most an E6 perspective when I was in the military, and to watch an E4's perspective, an E6's perspective, a command E9's perspective, and then a major general's perspective, all of the invasion of Fallujah, like, that's very unique. You don't get to necessarily see that. If you're at one level, you're not usually seeing those other levels there. And nobody gets to experience the invasion of Iraq, you know, from all four standpoints. So
it's pretty
unique.
Yeah, and that's what the Medevac is all about, is being able to bring these stories from a more 360 view, right? We want to get this overarching story and paint the picture of it. So, you know, and we'll get to the point of the reconnection episode here in a minute.
Yeah.
But now we're doing, and you're going to see a lot more of this in 2024 when we're doing these reunites, and now we're getting these perspectives from units, mm-hmm. not just individuals. And then we're also bringing that more reconnection episodes. Hopefully we'll hit about 4 next year.
That's the goal.
Yeah, 4 great reconnection episodes. We hit one up. You guys saw the guests, but we will be releasing the actual full story, which will be unlike anything you've seen on Medevac before, in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, actually, it'll probably be the week after this goes out.
Yeah, so I think we might do right before New Year's on that one, just so everybody kind of gets that gets the tone of what we're trying to do here before we pick up for 2024.
Yeah, not just a podcast, this one.
Not just a podcast, and we've also helped interview veterans to help fit them with Mobius iBots mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah,
Zach Jones was one of them. Jason Tabansky, yeah. Like we've had some outstanding guests who talk about their experience being paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
and
in non-combat roles too.
In non-combat roles,
yeah. Very unique.
But also, you know, being able to get the devices they need to help restore that independence mm-hmm. as well. So. Very unique in a podcast is just kind of bridging that gap. So I love that aspect of what we're doing here.
It plays in well with Dirt Therapy as well. I mean, we just did with Robert Irvine Foundation again, awarded a $25,000 downhill adaptive mountain bike.
Yes, Bowhead Reach.
Bowhead Reach. If you guys want to see a really cool mountain bike. It's an adaptive mountain bike for people with no legs.
Dual amputee, yeah. Lost his legs and... His wife is a Cat 1 downhill mountain biker.
Legit pro.
Yeah,
legit pro.
And we got this guy the bike this last Veterans Day weekend, awarded this bike on the day at Spider Mountain event, yeah. Where he was able to now participate with his wife into doing this activity.
Yeah, that was an emotional moment.
Yeah.
It was an emotional moment. It was pretty cool to see.
It's super awesome.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that we're doing with Riff.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing in the world.
It is. And then the reconnection episode, man, yeah. That one was just fantastic. Bernie and Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, we released the last couple weeks for them. Go back, check it out before you watch the reconnection episode, because that's just going to bring the whole story together.
Yeah.
But we were able to reconnect them at one of our events in Philadelphia with mm-hmm. the Robert Irvine Foundation on stage after they hadn't seen each other for 10 years.
Yeah, with like 700 people in the audience. Not a single person was not crying. Everyone was completely silent the moment that they shook hands and hugged it, and then everyone was crying afterwards. That is probably the most moving moment of the year for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
beautiful. And the comments you get after too are just phenomenal. Yeah. Like coming up and saying, you know, everybody has a story and you just don't see it when you look someone up and down.
Yeah.
But you know, these people have gone through some of the worst and horrific trials and tribulations of their life. Mm. Ryan specifically, you look at this guy and you're like, man, this guy has everything together. He's doing fantastic. And then you hear a story and you're like, jaw drop. Yeah. What?
You were broken in half the wrong way?
Yeah. A helicopter rolled over him and broke his spine in half the wrong way.
Yeah. There's no right way.
There's no right way.
It's the way that you shouldn't be bending normally.
Yeah, like a scorpion. Yeah. So, you know, having that powerful moment as well and just really tying it in has been... Honestly, the most rewarding part of this show was coming out with that reconnection episode on a different level mm-hmm. than our past experiences as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of really goes into having that nonprofit backing to help support some of these other nonprofits and share the message from them as well. So we've had a lot of veteran service organization guests come in and mm-hmm. talk about what the work we're doing. Are they're doing, and we've seen a lot of synergy between that mm-hmm. as well. And now we have partnerships and relationships that are working because of just having a conversation for an hour.
Yeah, I love that. Watching them come together like that. Yeah, we've had resources are what you're looking for, you can go back through this year, and there's a substantial amount of 501c3s that we've talked to with lots of resources available. But one of the big ones that we just had on recently, I want to hit on again, is the Transcend Foundation, because
yes,
those guys are amazing.
Yes,
those guys are awesome.
Ernie and Brendan, phenomenal guys, and honestly, just a totally different aspect to what we usually talk about is these kind of optimization and bringing people back to that homeostasis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it's hormone replacement, testosterone therapies, whatever it is. And in addition to a lot of other medications such as peptides and branch chains, all that stuff.
Yeah. And I just like that they take a holistic view. It's not, it's not a HRT company that's just juicing you up, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they're very, like, they will cut you out. And they'll say no.
The opposite. The opposite of that, which I love to see.
Same.
If you, you know, there's a lot of people out there just looking to get on the juice. And if that's what you want to do, go for it. But if you want to optimize your health, go over a full comprehensive blood panel where they sit
every single 3 months.
Yeah. And they sit down and go over everything with you. They don't just, your panels look good.
Item by line item.
Do you have any questions on what this is? Do you have questions on what this is? And they go down every little step on there. And I love that because I get to learn at the same time, learn more about my own body, learn more about how I'm affecting it by my diet or my exercise or my lack of sleep, whatever it
is. Yeah, and that's it too, is you get assigned a case manager that will go over this blood work for you, tell you like where to improve, maybe what you're overdoing too, which is another like huge aspect to it. And what kind of solidified my experience with them was, you know, when I did the blood report, instead of saying you need this, this, and this, where it's they're going to charge you this, this, and this, it was like, maybe you don't need this just based on your blood work. Let's take you off of that. Now you're saving money at the end. And that for me is an indicating factor that these people are looking out for the best interest of the patient.
Yeah. They're not just trying to increase their bottom line, which stand up company run by stand up people,
stand up veterans as well.
Yeah. With probably one of the best, you know, best styles of leadership that I've seen in a company.
And they have Transcend Foundation as well that offers these modalities, these therapies to veterans free of cost.
Yeah. So if you are a veteran looking for holistic health or just to learn a little bit more, get in touch with Transcend. If you can afford it, go that route. If you are struggling for cash or if you're on the, you know, you can't afford it right now, reach out to Transcend Foundation. They are actively growing.
And they're in all 50 states.
Yes. Yeah. And ship right to your door.
And it's all, you know, telehealth.
Yeah.
So you can just jump on your computer. It's not going to be an inconvenience to you for the most part. Fantastic company. Even better folks.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. So that's been a good one. We have definitely sent, you know, veterans to this program as well. So been a fantastic year.
Has been.
So what we got? 2024. Whoa. What we got? 2024.
Well, Rick.
Oh, geez.
2024. What are we looking forward to? We got a lot of
Like I said, I think
a lot of growth.
Four reconnection episodes is the goal next year. We're gonna try to do one a quarter.
Yeah.
And those will be in various locations throughout the country. We're hoping for Alaska to be one. So there's a little foreshadowing for you.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah, it's got to happen. But we're going to really try to dive in deeper with these reconnection episodes to that day in the life as well. So what is it like being in the unit? So, you know, what's it like being on that helicopter? Yeah. You know, all this stuff. What's it like watching the rescue get spun up, like these kind of things. So to give you more of a behind the scenes as opposed to just enjoying Christian and I's beautiful face every day.
A little bit of talking.
So reconnection episodes, definitely some reunites, you know, trying to travel around the country and showing the unit story a little bit. And then, you know, there's always those supplemental things that we're doing with the foundation as well, where we could help out as well. You know, interviewing those who've received service dogs, those Mobius iBots, more of these bikes to be expected this year.
That's going
to
be fun.
It is. Yeah. It is. And then on top of that as well, the growth that we've been having with Terra Arma has been phenomenal.
Yeah. Been pretty crazy the last couple of weeks. That's for sure.
Yeah, it has. So you can expect to see us.
Yes. All over.
all over the base exchanges here in a couple months. So hopefully we'll have that solidified and moving for 2024.
Yeah. If you have access to AFES or the NEXCOM, go on in there in springtime because you'll see a full new line.
That's it. It's
gonna be pretty exciting.
That's it. That is fantastic.
Well, Dave, what are you looking forward to personally over the next couple weeks or months or years? I know you're going to Cuba here shortly.
Yeah. So the year has not ended for us, for sure. By the time this airs, I'll have been back from Cuba, going to Cuba to visit some troops out in Gitmo.
Cuba,
and doing a Breaking Bread with Heroes as well. So one of the big things we do with the foundation is just try to feed some troops.
Yeah.
Feed some troops, feed some vets, whatever it may be. I think Robert says it best, Mr. Robert Irvine, is that the universal language is food. So when you sit down and you break bread together, you see all of these things just kind of melt away.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. And then you get a piece of experiencing that person's culture, a little bit more about their life. So really important work that we do with the foundation is provide that food so that they have a platform to sit down and just break bread.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah.
It should be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. But I'm definitely looking forward to that. And it's looking in the back when this airs, but
time loop.
That's right. How about you?
Big things coming up. Bird's Eye View. We are returning to Antarctica at the end of January. That's going to be pretty exciting. So
nice.
We raised a boatload of money for military veteran charities to take a bunch of donors on a Antarctic excursion. So we're heading out there in the last week of January till the first week of February for about 6 days. Going to go do a skydive and a base jump and some excursions in Antarctica.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be insane.
That'll be fun.
Very, very much looking forward to that. I've never been to Antarctica.
Well, I don't think most people have.
I don't think so either. Yeah. So that's going to, it's a pretty cool opportunity to be able to combine the two things that I love most in this is extreme sports and philanthropy. There's not a better combination in my opinion.
Yeah.
Get to raise money to do good things while having an amazing time at the same time.
That's going to be fantastic. One of the things I did want to add as well is just look forward to the potential guests we're going to have on. I look forward to, you know, having some new stories, making new friends.
Yeah.
Hearing more about the amazing organizations out there, I think that's one of the big things that we're going to try to provide is just that library of organizations that are very niche. I mean, one of which, Vets to Drones, like who's very specific in what they do is training commercial drone pilots.
Yeah.
Very niche, but very fun as well. And it's educating to the public. So, as well as some of the new conventions and events that we've been going to, we just, as a founding partner, Terra Arma specifically, of military convention in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was this year. That was outstanding first year event.
It was pretty, pretty amazing. And we interviewed Mark Kerr there. Familiar with him, UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Nice guy.
Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Absolute monster. But
just a monster of a human being. Definitely would not want to go
no way
around with that guy. But the biggest heart.
Yeah.
Biggest heart.
True.
Although he's not a veteran, we spoke to him about, you know, that community and how it aligns so well.
Yeah, it was very, I don't know, synchronistic with getting out of the military. He basically said the same exact things. I was at the height of my career, the top of the world, and then I fell off. I was isolated. I was by myself, led to substance abuse and further isolation. You're like, wow, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people in that same exact circumstances from the military, vice UFC. It's, you know, a little bit different there, but the same result at the end.
And I think that a lot of those values align
pretty well.
You know, that discipline, being able to, I mean, train all damn day.
Yeah.
When you don't want to.
Yeah.
That alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Having your diet and training down. Zero enjoyment in your life for the most part.
Yeah. And I definitely have to mention Will Chesney as well. That was a fantastic interview that we've had this year. One of the Bin Laden Raiders. To get on and talk a little bit about his story. So if you haven't got a chance to check that one out, go back. We're going to have some excellent guests next year as well.
Oh, yeah. Navy SEALs.
more Navy SEALs, more authors. a lot more stars next year as well, too. Yeah, so looking forward to kind of elevating this platform to be able to really get into some of the nitty-gritty of, you know, some of the hard-ass questions to the VA,
yeah,
some of the hard-ass questions to former chiefs of staffs, definitely want to bring in more civilian stories as well.
Yeah.
So this is definitely going to expand, and hopefully we'll be coming at you about 48 episodes next year as well.
Yes, indeed. We will be there. If you guys have questions, comments, concerns, topics you want us to cover, whatever it is, if you just want to say, hey, reach out to us. You can shoot us a DM directly on social media. On Instagram, it's at Medevac Podcast. Our personal ones are linked right there. Feel free to reach out. We're quite responsive. You can head to the website, medevacpodcast.com, drop an email right there. There's a lot of links and resources on that page as well. So feel free. Let us know what you want to hear, and you guys have a wonderful New Year's.
Happy New Year's, and we'll see you next time.